Charlie Anderson will be jumping with Reuben Whitaker as we tip it off. This is for everything. The tip is controlled by Mark Smith and Scott Judd. Scott brings it down, goes, works to the right side, goes back to Bonifay, and let's see what Mark Smith does on offense. Here's to Charlie on the left side. He fakes, goes around, shot is up, it is no good, and quickly the rebound is taken off by Willis. Willis driving down, and he's called for traveling quickly. 7:42, no score, and here comes Forest Park back out from the dressing room after their ball game. They were beaten 68-57 in the consolation game, and here's Bonifay working it up and across the timeline. Carver, a 2-1-2 defense. Bonifay goes to Prince. Prince dribbles once. Cannot shoot. Goes back out to Charlie Anderson. Charlie has the ball. Almost stolen away. Now over to Bonifay. Bonifay tries to drive, and he's called for charging. Jimmy Johnson, the official, right on top of it. And Cam Bonifay draws a quick foul at 7:26. And here we go with Carver High School. If you let Carver run, they will run and run fast. Rouse with it, works it across the timeline, goes to Willis on the right side. Willis dribbling down, has it guarded closely by Judd. Goes back out to Rouse. Rouse working around on the right side, looks over, goes over there to Whitaker. Whitaker back across to Willis. Willis back to Rouse. Rouse is the playmaker on the ball clip, feeds in to Smith. Smith, 10-footer, up and no good. And the rebound is taken up by Smith. His 10-footer this time is good. 2-0 as Marshall Smith hits for the first 2 points in the ballgame. Mark Smith and Bonifay. Bonifay across the timeline goes to Judd. Judd feeds over on the right side to Charlie Anderson. Charlie dribbles, works it back out to Bonifay. Bonifay with it, looking around, dribbles on the right side, guarded closely there by Willis. Now Bonifay comes left, goes over to Prince. Prince by himself from 20 feet. Good! 2-2, Frank Prince with a 20-footer. Good, rolling around it in, 6:27. Coming across is Rouse. Rouse working on the right side. Goes to the left to... Goes left to Willis, and Willis bumps into Scott Judd, and a charging foul is called, and we have it all even in foul department at 1-1. In the scoring department, it's 2-2. Bonifay working across now, guarded closely there by Willis. Feeds over to Charlie Anderson. Charlie has the ball stolen away by Smith, and the fast break is on by Carver. Smith driving down from 10 feet. No good. And a whistle blew, I thought, but it didn't. Now here's a shot, and we are going to have a foul this time. As number 32, McFoley, went up for a shot. He was fouled, and I believe it'll be on Frank Prince. Yes, it will be. And that's the first on Frank, the second team foul. 5:59 to go. 2-2 is your score. Shooting one shot or two shots? I can't see. It's too far away. Here's the first shot. It's up. It's good. Evidently a two-shot infraction. So it's 3-2 as Carver takes a one-point edge in the championship for state AAA basketball. Here's the second shot. It's up and good by McFoley. He has 2 points. And here is Bonifay and Judd as they work it across, up across the timeline. Bonifay goes over to Judd on the left side. Judd goes off the screen by David Lee, tries to feed in to Charlie. Charlie guarded closely, goes back to Judd. Judd by himself, looking around, feeds in the middle to David Lee. Lee goes up for a shot, and it's no good, taken off by Smith. The fast break is on as McFoley goes down. McFoley from 10 feet, good! 6-2, Mark Smith down by 4. Here's Bonifay. He works it across. They set it up on offense, goes to Judd. Scotty feeds over to the right side to Charlie Anderson. Charlie looking. Now feeds in to Lee. Lee from 10 feet. Good. David Lee with his first 2 points of the night. And we have a 6-4 ball game with 5:12 to go. Here's Rouse. He works it across and brings it on the right side. Working down to the right side. Goes in, feeds in to McFoley. And let's see. McFoley is fouled. The shot was good, but a foul is called. And it's going to be on Prince. And that's Frank Prince's second foul of the ball game. We have 4 fouls on Mark Smith. The 3 fouls, check that. Prince with 2 and Bonifay with 1. So here is the shot by Whitaker, and it's good as he was fouled. Only one shot. 7-4 with 5:03 to go. Here's Bonifay. 11 juniors and 2 seniors on this Mark Smith ball club. Feeds in to Frank Prince. His shot is up, it is no good. The rebound by Lee. Lee fakes up. Good! David Lee with 4 points, 7-6. I figured they might have to depend on David a lot tonight, and it looks as though they will. is driving in, and let's see, and they call a carrying on Jesse Willis. Willis for carrying the ball. 7-6, and so Mark Smith within one as they bring it up the court. Bonifé goes over to Judd. Judd fakes right, and it's called for traveling. As he faked right, came back left, and they call him right there for traveling with the basketball. There we go, as Rouse works on the right side, goes over to Willis. Willis is fouled by Scott Judd. As Scott tried to make a steal, he was fouled, and that is his second, or first, the fourth team foul. Going to the line to shoot one will be Jesse Willis. Mark Smith having a little foul trouble here early. Here's the shot by Willis, except it's good. It's 8-6. Smith down by two. Here's Bonifé. He dribbles over. Guarded closely. Goes out to Judd. Judd feeds in to Charlie Anderson. Charlie by himself tries to go off the screen. Now does not. Works it back out. Goes to Prince in the left corner. Prince cannot do anything with it and feeds it back across the timeline. And it'll be a backcourt violation called on Mark Smith. As Prince tried to feed Scott Judd, and the ball went back court. So Carver works with it. Here is a 20-footer that is no good by Smith, and the rebound is claimed by Bonifé. 8-6, Smith down by two with 3:43 to go. Here's Bonifé, works down the left side, goes to Prince. Prince in to David Lee. Lee drives around and up, and he is fouled to be on Marshall Smith. And usually when... McFoley. That's his second, the second team foul. That's his first, the team second foul. 8-6. Should be two shots for David Lee as he goes to the line with 4 points. Need those foul shots, and he shoots the first one. It is no good, short. So he sets for his second shot. 8-6, standing room only. Our halftime guest will be official Johnny Golson. Here's the shot. It's up. It's good. 8-7. 3:34 to go. Here's Willis. Brings it across. Sets it up on offense. Works back out to Rouse. Rouse with it to McFoley. And to Willis. And Willis has the ball stolen away by Judd. 8-7. Smith. If they can convert this time, we'll go ahead for the first time in the ballgame. 8-7. Here we go, feeding down to David Lee. Lee feeds in to Prince. Prince's shot is up. It's no good. And coming down with a rebound is McFoley. He goes to Rouse. Rouse quickly down the court. The head of the key, 25 feet. No good. And the rebound is taken off by Frank Prince. Prince goes to Bonifé. Smith is not hitting well from the field. 8-7, 2:48 to go. Bonifé feeds down, goes in. Drives in to Prince. Prince goes up and misses the shot. Had a layup and missed it. Missed the bunny at 8-7, 2:38. Goes down on the right side to Smith. Smith from the corner and 15 feet. Good! 10-7. Smith has 4 points. 10-7, 2:29 to go. The clock ticks away. Here in the first period, Mark Smith. The Bulldogs playing the Tigers. Bonifé has it almost stolen away. Now he drives down, tries to feed under to Lee, and has the ball stolen by McFoley. Back to Whitaker. Whitaker across the timeline goes to Rouse. Rouse sets it up on offense, the head of the key. Goes over the right side to Willis. Willis has the ball stolen away by Scott Judd. And I thought Mark Smith was going to try and employ the fast break. And there is a foul on the play as Bonifé comes down the court. He is fouled by Whitaker. That'll be Whitaker's first and the third team foul. 10-7, Bonifé goes to the line. He has yet to score in the ballgame. Coach Clifton talks to Scott Judd on the sidelines as Bonifé sets for the one shot. The shot is up, it is good. 10-8, Mark Smith down by two with 2:02 to go. Bringing it down is Rouse, and Rouse has the ball stolen by Prince. Quickly to Scott Judd, who brings it down. Scotty sets it up on offense, feeds to Bonifé, and a bunny, good. 10-10. 3 points for Cam Bonifé. 10-10. A beautiful play by Scott Judd and Cam Bonifé as they set it up on offense after Prince stole the basketball. Grouse over to the right side to Smith. Smith guarded closely by Lee. Now goes high in the air. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken off by Lee. Goes out of bounds off the hand of McFarley. So Mark Smith will have the basketball. Smith in a tie at 10-10 with a minute 24 to go. 1:21. Here in the first period goes to Charlie Anderson. Charlie working around. Now he shoots. It is up. It is no good. And the rebound is controlled by Whitaker. Quickly down court to Willis. Willis is called for traveling as he makes a move to the baseline. Guarded closely there by Judd. 10-10 with a minute four to go. As we come back and set it up on offense for Mark Smith, here's Bonifay. He works it across. Guarded closely. Drives, feeds in to Lee. Lee goes up for a shot and going to be fouled. And this one's going to be called on Marvin McFarley. That'll be his second, the fourth team foul. And going to the line to shoot two shots will be David Lee. Lee stands in with 5 points. He has five. Bonifay has three. Prince has two. Here's a shot by Lee. It is up. It is good. 11-10, and Smith takes the advantage at 11-10, the first time they have led in the ballgame. Here's the second shot by Lee. It is up and good also, 12-10. Smith out front by 2 points. Here's Rouse working it across. Goes to the head of the key. Goes down to the right side. Guarded closely by Bonifay. Rouse feeds in to Smith, and the ball is stolen away by Bonifay. Cam Bonifay with alert hands, and what quick hands this boy has. 38 seconds. Bonifay quickly feeds it in, and Lee is going to be charged for a foul as he goes for the basketball. Bonifay made a bad pass. It was stolen by Smith. And there's a foul called on Lee. That's the first foul on Lee, the fifth team foul, the 1-1 in effect. The 1-1 will be in effect for Smith. There's a timeout with the score, Smith 12, Carver 10.
Once again, the Marksville Bulldogs exhibiting a little bit of nervousness in the early going, but settling down now in the closing moments of the first quarter. Let's see if they can continue to contain their composure or retain their composure and go on to open up a larger gap in the second period. Good ball game thus far, more or less what we anticipated. At 34 seconds remaining in this first period, Marshall Smith at the line for Carver on a 1-1, and he has 4 points.
Took it right out of my mouth. 12-10 as Smith goes to the line. He'll be shooting a 1-1. Here is the shot. It is up. It is good. 12-11. Four radio stations carrying this ball game. One from Columbus and two from here in Atlanta. On hand for the contest. Here's the shot. It is up. It is no good. And Prince comes out with a rebound for the Bulldogs. Goes back to Bonifay at 12-11 with 30 seconds to go. And I know Smith will go for the one shot. Bonifay dribbles. Goes out to Charlie Anderson. Charlie from 15 feet. Good! 14-11, and nothing but nylon on that one. 2 points for Charlie, and Charlie starting a little slow. 14-11, they feed in to Whitaker. Whitaker goes up for a shot. It is good. 14-13. Reuben Whitaker with 3 points. 9 seconds. They stop the clock as the net stays up on the other end. So let's see. Here comes Mark Smith with 9 seconds to go. Quickly, Bonifay brings it across with 8 seconds. The clock ticking away. Bonifay feeds in to Charlie. Charlie, a long shot, no good. Prince has the ball stolen away, and that's the end of the first period. Mark Smith, 14. Carver, 13.